Reporters call Rhode Island politics the gift that keeps on giving. Why? Just look at the State House. The ornate House and Senate chambers have been empty since a blow-up last Friday between the House and Senate leadership led to an abrupt end to the 2017 General Assembly that left the state without a new budget. There were a few other issues left in limbo. Most prominent, measures that would grant paid sick leave to private sector workers who don't have that benefit, and limiting access to guns for those found to be domestic abusers. But compromises between the chambers on those topics were in the works. Neither appeared weighty enough to cause a fissure so deep it would crash a legislative session. As is the case with every budget, there were divisive issues in this year's $9.2 billion package of taxes and spending. House Speaker Nick Mattiello made it clear from the outset that his top priority was a phase-out of the unpopular car tax. Governor Gina Raimondo wanted a free tuition plan for the state's three public colleges, the Community College of Rhode Island, Rhode Island College, and the University of Rhode Island. But this precariously balanced budget package was moving through the statehouse sausage grinder and on the road to approval. Raimondo's tuition plan had been sliced down to including just CCRI. Mattiello's car tax phase-out was on a glide path to repeal over 6 years. The Senate Finance Committee approved the budget without any amendments. A torturous debate over a taxpayer subsidy to build a new stadium for the Pawtucket Red Sox had been stalled until the fall. A potentially disruptive joust over legalizing recreational marijuana was shuttled off to a study committee. Then, on the cusp of budget approval and adjournment, Senate Majority Leader Dominic Ruggiero insisted on an amendment aimed at the core of Mattiello's car tax plan. The amendment would have suspended the phase-out if state revenues fell short or if another recession hit. A furious Mattiello adjourned the House, in essence taking his football and his team home. Since, there have been fingers of blame pointed by both sides and talk radio slings, but no meetings between Mattiello and Ruggiero. Raimondo has urged the two sides to make peace, but has studiously and wisely refused to choose sides. Rancor isn't unusual in the deeply personal orbit of politics in tribal states like Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Sports, politics, and revenge, not necessarily in that order, have long been the holy grail of Smith Hill and Beacon Hill. Overtime legislative sessions aren't anything new. In 1971, the Assembly went till July 22nd, a record. That was the year lawmakers approved an income tax for the first time in the state's history. During the credit union crisis of the early 1990s, extra innings were common as lawmakers grappled with complex questions such as how to liquidate financial institutions and put millions of dollars back into the hands of depositors. The remarkable aspect of the current mess is that nothing big is at stake between the House and Senate. The amendment the Senate tacked onto the car tax doesn't mean much because one assembly can't bind future assemblies. This means the phase-out can be adjusted at any time in the future. So what's the point of a fight on this? In recent days, journalists, pundits, and pals have all tried to come up with logical theories concerning what happened. So far, none of them have passed the laugh test. One rumor even has people close to Ruggiero overhearing Mattiello allies dissing the Senate leader over drinks at a Providence tavern. Which brings us to an unassailable conclusion. Once again, the Statehouse crowd has put its own internal hissing matches, petty rivalries, and revenge ahead of the public interest. And they wonder why voters are skeptical of Rhode Island politicians.